looking at Psalm 119, and one of the individuals as part of our Wednesday morning prayer time brought up Psalm 119, and so I went back and did some more reading. And Psalm 119, verse 9, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes upon your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." I remember as a kid memorizing Psalm 119, 9 through 11. I think the verse card, "How do you keep a heart from sin?" And then you would quote Psalm 119, 9 through 11. But what's interesting, as I opened up my Bible and just was reading back through 9 through 11, I've got highlighted in green, kind of like an action item or an opportunity for something for me to do, 14, 15, and 16. And so I probably, as a kid, should have kept going and not stopped at 11. Work my way through, "Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes," a heart that is willing to learn, open to learn, teachable. And then verse 14, "In the way of your testimonies I delight." So in the ways I see the scriptures, the testimonies of your love, the declaration of who you are as God and Father, and then the Holy Spirit, having a heart that delights in that. And then this active part of who I am as a person, or who we are as a person, "I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will meditate on your word. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." And so I'm not sure what the situation or the things that are going on in your life, but if you're anything like me, I'll get going and then something will happen and I'll forget a passage of scripture, or I'll forget truth, or I'll get overwhelmed or burdened. And really, I need to stop and say, "Wait a second, I'm going to meditate on your precepts and I'm going to fix my eyes on your way." So I have personal testimony of the power of God in my life. You have it too, if you look back over your life. But the ongoing desire for us to remember, "Oh no, the Word of God says this. No, the Word of God says this. Oh, I need to apply this passage of scripture to this situation in my life." And that's not easy to do. That's an ongoing thing that we need to continue to work at, continue to walk through, continue to walk around, continue to walk in. And so as you get ready for the weekend, as you think back over your week, just a cool reminder in a way that we can guard our heart is, one, memorize the scripture, store it up. But really what would be neat is okay, now the scripture that I've stored up, I am meditating on that. I am delighting in that. And I am not going to forget the scriptures that I know, even though situations toss me around a little bit. I'm going to come back and say, "Oh, hold on a second. This is the truth of the scripture. This is what God has said about this situation. This is what God has said about me. This is what God has said about you." And so I want to encourage you to meditate in delight, not to forget the truth of the scriptures. Father, thank you for the opportunity to be able to have some time in your word. Thank you for what you have left behind for us. A personal message to us to be able to navigate the things that are going on in our world, in our life, in our home, in our families, in our church. And so thank you that we have direction, we have hope, and we have truth. So help us to cling to that. Help us to hold on to that for everything that we're worth until we get a chance to meet you face to face. That's your name, Father, I pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.